Welcome to Senior Talk Michiana. This podcast is dedicated to providing seniors and their families with information about services and events in Michiana. This podcast is made possible by our sponsors, Aging Connections of Michiana, Goshen Home Medical, and Senior Life Publications. Now sit back, grab a cup of your favorite beverage, and join our host, author, writer, speaker, senior care advocate, and Kiwanis Club third place Chinese checker record holder. I don't even know what that means, Tom.
Chris,
you're, Tom Rose.
You're really stretching. You're really reaching out. You've gone from pole vault champ to Chinese checkers.
Yeah, I tell you.
Folks.
It's just whatever pops in my head.
I know.
And Tom, that's a scary thing.
And things are weird to pop in your head.
That's right. That's what's being exposed on this podcast is the mind of Chris Knight.
That's right. We should do a whole podcast on the mind of Chris. I'm going to work on
It'd
that.
Be a very short one,
okay.
Tom.
Well, listen, as always, we have a guest, but I need to share some information with you. This is really kind of interesting. I got a letter from Robert. I'll show you. You can see it's all handwritten from Robert in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Really?
And the letter, it's really hard to read because he's old like me and writes that. I'm sorry, Robert, but it's really hard to read. But I just took out a few little lines he said. He said, "Heard your podcast on YouTube. Where is Michiana?" Well, which would be confusing if you're in Philadelphia, that word. "Hear you talking about your wife and your journey after she died. I am on that journey. Listening to music helps me cope. Also, I have learned a lot about being a senior from your podcasts."
Interesting.
Yeah.
The reach is getting further and further.
Yeah. So, I mean, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And I are stars.
Who'd have thought?
Philadelphia. Of course, maybe one guy, Robert, but hey.
Hey,
he's in
we'll
Philly.
Take it.
Hey, that's right. That's we'll right. So, Robert, thank you so much, and keep listening. And I did send you a little note, a letter. You probably haven't gotten it yet, but I did answer your letter and sent you a little gift. So, I hope you enjoy it. Okay. Today's guests. Am I going to screw this up? This is pretty easy.
Absolutely.
No, this is pretty easy. From Hellenic Living, I have Cindy King. See, that's
Look
easy.
At that.
Cindy King.
Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Tom. Thank you for having me.
Tom's gotten to the point where if he has a name that's really tricky, he goes, "Hey, why don't you introduce yourself?"
Got it. Actually, so it's Cindy King Hoffman.
Oh, let's go.
Yep, it's hyphenated.
Okay.
That's okay, though.
Sorry, Cindy.
That's okay.
Because it just says Cindy on your email address thing. So, okay. Yeah. Well, first of all, we always like to know a little bit about our guests. Now, we don't need to know about Hellenic yet. Tell us about Cindy and where she's coming from and where she's been and where she wants to go.
Okay. I'll be happy to do that. Ironically, I came from a totally different industry before I came here. I feel like God led me in this position. I am a Christian. I'm not afraid to share that. I actually worked in hotels for 29 years. I started out in sales. And I moved to operations, and I was a general manager for many years for several different hotel brands. And then I became a regional, over five hotels, back up in Benton Harbor, Michigan, where I kind of started my journey. And, of course, they did a corporate reorg, and my position was eliminated. And I did a lot of praying, and what do I want to do? And I came across my fiancé at the time, who's now my husband, stated, "What about assisted living?" His mother was an assisted living at the time. He's like, "You have such a servant's heart. It would be a perfect position for you." So I started that journey. I started in a private pay for about 3 months at a different community. And now I'm at Hellenic. And I feel that I'm in the right place. Mm. I love it. And I'm a widow myself. Right. I lost my husband 11 years ago to cancer. So I'm very familiar with the journey. Yeah. And
folks, she just mentioned 11 years, and mine's going to be 6 here in a couple of months, and she's still on the journey, right?
It doesn't end.
It changes, right?
It does.
And you learn to wear the bumps and potholes are in the road. You try to avoid them.
Yes.
But you should have your memories, right?
Absolutely.
That's what you need to do. So she and I are both looking at each other, smiling at each other, because when I say that, things come to my brain, memories that I have, you know, of our time. So anyway, okay, let's talk about Hellenic.
Hellenic, yes. So Hellenic is a senior living, assisted living community that's low income. So we are a tax credit building, so they can only be on a certain level of monthly income. So once we get to that point, what I try to do is I work a lot with nursing homes, those type of facilities, hospitals. I get a lot of referrals from people, and I work with them, excuse me, that way. And the thing I try to do is I try to get the individual to understand we're not a nursing home. That's the first thing that is very important, because when they bring in their family member, they automatically say, I do not want to be in a nursing home. So I do explain that to them, that we are a senior living, assisted living. We're here to assist you. So I bring in the family member, and I sit them down, and I explain everything to them, and I even help them fill out the application, try to explain the process to them, and then I take them on a tour, and then I sit down with them again. So we have 136 apartments, and right now we have 118 filled. And it's a revolving door, I hate to say.
Yeah.
It's a rewarding position, but it's also very sad.
Sure.
I think the rewarding outweighs the sadness, because people do pass on. But, you know, I know that I'm doing something that's going to be helpful.
You know, I've spoken to a lot of retirement communities like yours and others. And the amazing thing to me is when I speak at these, and then I end up sometimes facilitating a grief group for a period of time, 3, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever. And every time I get with a group like that, and I get 8, 10 people, and we're in this grief group, and my grief thing is we just talk.
Yes.
I don't have any videos and books and brochures. We just talk. We just share, because I know that's what I want. I wanted someone to listen to me. You know, my heart's breaking. Just listen to me.
Absolutely.
But the amazing thing to me is I always end up talking to these people, and to the almost everyone. I can't think of one that didn't tell me they fought it tooth and nail going there, and once they were there, they're so happy they're there. You know, every one of them. So, and I'm kind of that guy. I'm going to go kicking and screaming. And then I hope when I get there, I really enjoy it.
I'm so glad that you brought that up, because that's true. I had, I'm not going to use names, but I have a, for instance, of a family that the mother absolutely, same thing, kicking and screaming, refused. And then once she came and she visited with us and she moved in, she's like an advocate for us. She's like an ambassador. You know, she tells people, oh, this is great. I love it. So I totally understand where you're coming from.
Yeah. One lady in particular told me here in this last week, I had just finished a group at another place. And she told me, she said, you know, she said, I said, well, you really like it here. She said, oh, I love it. She said, I had a big house. I loved to plant flowers. I was out doing it by myself. I was having dinner, lunch, breakfast by myself. In the winter, it was even worse. I quit. I couldn't go out, you know.
Yep.
She said, I was still driving, but I didn't want to drive when there was snow and ice. So she said, now I'm here. I go down and I can have lunch with my friends and I can have breakfast and we play euchre and we planted all of it. She said, when you go out, look, we just planted flowers the other day out front. You know, she said, the group of ladies, we had such a good time planting flowers. So she said, it's so great doing that.
It is. It's very helpful for them.
Chris and I always like to know, too, do you have one gratifying experience? You kind of mentioned one there, but do you have one in particular?
I do, actually.
Okay.
We're getting ready to move her in. When I first started there, I met this lady, and she just touched my heart. I don't want to get into her personal situation, but she just touched me. And I told her, I said, I am not going to give up on you, because, you know, we're a Medicaid. I'm going to get into that. We're a Medicaid waiver wait list.
Right.
But we were trying to get her on Medicaid. And a year later, I picked her up yesterday, took her to the community to do an assessment, and she's getting ready to move in. And that, to me, it just touched my heart so much, because I promised her, I'm not going to give up on you.
Yeah.
And every time I see her, she gives me the biggest hug. And I asked her yesterday, would you like to be our resident ambassador, because she's so positive and so friendly, and I thought she would be a perfect person to speak to people when I'm doing a tour.
Yeah.
To have them come in.
Knock on her door. Let her show you.
So she's the one that I think of the most.
Like, yeah, I was going to ask you the question too about Medicaid, Medicare. Mm-hmm. You know,
yep.
Where will Medicaid waiver, right?
Yep.
All this stuff.
Yep.
So are we clear on that by now?
Well, a lot of people are not. So we are, like I said, we're a tax credit building. So if one individual is coming in to move in, they can make no more an income. That's a monthly income of $37,380. So what I do is I try to help them through.
Monthly 37.
I'm sorry, 37, a year. 37,000 a year.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Say, man,
that's
not bad time.
No.
So it's open to almost everybody.
Exactly. No.
That's what Chris and I get a week to doing
yeah,
this.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Go ahead.
So anyway, 37,000 a year. And then what I try to do is I have to figure out the financials with them. So I'll do a real service Medicaid referral waiver for them. I can only do that because we don't do the Medicaid for them, but I do okay. that part for them. So we are a Medicaid waiver wait list. So let's say they've had the assessment, they get a letter from Real Services that says you are now on the wait list. I ask them for a copy of that letter, and then we send it to our corporate office, and they'll say, yes, it looks like more than likely they're going to 100% going to get that waiver. We move them in pending.
Okay.
So that means that we're not getting paid. Our company has been allowing us to do that, which I think is a total blessing for people. Also, Medicaid pending, because you have to have Medicaid to live with us unless you're a private pay person.
Okay.
So private pay, let me just give an example. For example, we have 100, probably 110 people that are on the waiver, and the rest are private pay. So that means they had enough money as far as maybe an IRA, or maybe let's just say, for example, they had $200,000 in their IRA. They have to spend that down before they can apply for Medicaid. And we allow that, and then we let them know that you have to apply for Medicaid once that money has been spent down.
If somebody is not on Medicaid, mm-hmm. but they come to you with less than $37,000 a year, mm-hmm. Do they qualify without being on Medicaid?
They have to still have Medicaid.
Okay.
They still have to apply for Medicaid, and that's why we're doing the Medicaid pending.
Okay. And this include property?
That's
37,000?
Are you talking about their property?
Yeah.
No, that's an asset.
Okay.
So when it comes to Medicaid, I can't talk too much about that because I don't work for
right.
Medicaid, but it's a process.
Okay.
So once they get to the point of their pending, they've applied and it's pending and they're on a waiver wait list, we will move them in, and we have several like that right
okay.
now.
Okay. Well, that's great that
it's,
you could
it's
do it.
It's very great for
we
the
have
individual.
In a couple of weeks, we have the lady from SHIP from Indiana.
Oh, yes.
She's coming on.
Is it Megan?
So, yeah.
Okay.
Megan's coming
yep.
on. So everybody says, I got to get Megan. She can answer
yes.
all the questions.
She,
so,
yes.
Megan, if you hear us out there, you better be ready because we're going to have all
yes.
the questions.
That could be a long episode.
That's right. That's
all I can talk about is us because I don't work for
because,
Medicaid.
Because, seriously, the emails we had today, but we're like that. But a lot of times, majority of our emails are help us with Medicare, yes. Medicaid. What is Pathways? What
yes.
is all this stuff going
yes.
on? You know?
Yes, she'll be and perfect for that.
I got this. Last week, that'd be 2 weeks ago now when this is this airs, we had the Maple Syrup Festival, and I stood in a tent with old people and talked to about 600 people, and that was a lot of their questions. We liked you guys' episode,
yep.
but hey, tell us about this. We need to hear about this. We need to hear about that.
Yeah.
And most of it was Medicare, Medicaid, all this kind of stuff.
And
the other thing and we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, had several of them panic and say, oh, they're going to do away with Social Security. They're going to do with Medicare. I said, please, 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 don't believe that.
No.
I just heard the president say, no, we're not going to. I just heard the people say, no, we're not going to do that. And
absolutely.
Then you read on Facebook that somebody said that. And I had a little lady, I told a story on here. A little old lady at Salvation Army I spoke, and she was sitting at a table. She was crying, and I thought I did that to her. And she said, oh, I just heard they're doing away with Medicare. And that's all I'm living on. And I sat down with her. I told her, I hope it doesn't happen. I told her, I said, ma'am, I said, if they do with Medicare, call me on my phone. You can come live with me. So I don't, but seriously.
No, you're absolutely right. I'm glad you touched on that because it's true. So many people think that that's happening and it's not.
They believe, like Chris, they believe everything
yes.
they read
yes.
on the internet.
Yes.
That's exactly right.
It must be true because it
must be true.
They wouldn't put it on the
yeah.
internet.
So I do want to tell you a little bit about our actual community,
right.
about our building.
Right.
So what the things that we offer there, which once I get them there and they see the building, because automatically when people think low income, they think it's going to be dumpy. And it's a beautiful, beautiful community. So we have four levels, and we do have a lower level that's just all apartments. On the third level, we have, I'll just tell you some of the amenities we have. We have a library that's full of books and puzzles that they can, in a fireplace, they can sit in there. We have a pool table room, a billiard room. We have therapy. So if their doctor writes them a prescription for physical, occupational, or speech therapy, they can actually do that right there at the community. We have a country store. We have an activities room. We have a movie theater. We have a hair salon. I mean, here, what I, when people come in.
Well, Chris and I don't need the hair salon. Go ahead.
we're freeing up space for others.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you for that. But I tell people when they come in, this is your home. Every room that's open, if the door is open, you can go in there anytime you want. You wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and you can't sleep, go into there and go into the activities room and work on a puzzle, read a book, do what you want to do. We're not a locked community because we are not memory care. So I make that very clear I've had to turn people away because our thing is we want them to be safe. If I think for 1 second that person's going to walk out of our building and they're going to wander, I'm not going to put them there.
That's right.
I'm going to do what's best for the family member. I'm not about, yes, we're there to get our census up, but to me, it's about the family and keeping them safe.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, really appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
I'll come over and visit you.
You do. Come have lunch.
Okay. Hey, free lunch.
Free lunch, free tour.
What is the location again?
Yeah, that's what
we're located at 1540 South Logan Street.
Okay.
Yeah. Right on the corner of Dragoon and Logan. We're right across from Marion High School.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Do you know where that's at?
Absolutely.
Okay. So that's actually Mishawaka.
That is Mishawaka.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, listen, like I say, we'll see you. I'll come see you.
Thank you.
I've got your email address here as Elkhart dot
A.
No.
That's our Elkhart Hellenic one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow, Tom.
Okay. I had to do it.
Just put Mishawaka in front of it.
Okay. Go ahead and give it to her. Yeah. You go. Oh, she doesn't know it either, see?
Yeah, it's Mishawaka.ahepa, A-H-E-P-A, seniorliving.org. And then my email, if you need to reach out, is cking@helenicseniorliving.com. And the phone number there is 574-257-8629. And, feel free to give me a call. I'll take you on a tour. There's no strings attached. You just want to come in and check out even for the future for a loved one. I'll be more than willing to help you with that.
What a great location there, too.
It is. Yeah. It's a beautiful community.
Okay, Sydney, well, you have a nice day. It stopped raining. I just ducked out the window and the sun's trying to shine. Okay, well, have an event here, Chris. In fact, I'm going to be there for this one. This is the Kosciuszko County Senior Expo and Outreach. It's at the Lakeview Middle School at East Smith Street in Warsaw. And it's on June 3rd, Saturday, from 10 to 3.
You're going to be there, you said.
I'm going to be there.
So get ready for a sellout crowd.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, they mob it. They just mob it.
It's got to be hard.
It is. It's, I can't go any place anymore that I don't, I can't just go and have a nice dinner someplace.
Now you have to have people, all over, don't you?
I got people, yeah. So, anyway, folks, come join me. And I think there's about 40 other organizations there, I think. So come check it out. June 3rd, 2025, Warsaw, the Lakeview Middle School, Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Okay? Okay, let's see. Oh, our truism. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
This is a good one, too. How old would you be if you didn't know how old you are? Think about that for a minute, folks. How old would you be if you didn't know how old you are? So see, I'm 84, but I think I'm 24. And then when I do stuff, I realize I'm 94.
that truism hurts my head.
I know they usually do. Okay, let's do our commercials here for our sponsors. Aging Connections of Michiana, which is a nonprofit organization dedicated to assisting individuals and professionals in locating aging education and resources. You can go to their website, www.agingconnections.org. Goshen Home Medical, a full-service home medical equipment provider that has been serving your needs for over 40 years. Senior Life Newspapers, where the May issue is going to be out here pretty quick, folks, and my article will be in there, so check it out.
Second page.
Yep. Well, I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. I might be back to the back page.
Oh, boy.
So www.seniorlifenewspapers.com. Again, thanks to my buddy Chris here and the Missionary Church in Wakarusa for letting me use this beautiful podcast studio. Check me out on the website, www.thomaslrose.com. And while you're there, you can subscribe to this podcast, folks, and then every Monday it'll be there. Okay, I won't have to send it to you. Just automatically, it's magic how it happens. It goes ding, 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 you got mail, and there I am. So, okay. Now, our joke of the day. The other day, I was watching some high school kids laughing and joking at the pizza shop. And I thought, I would like to be young again. And then I thought about algebra.